matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
The Andy Griffith Show. Starring Andy
and
Griffith.
You can't love one. Darling, you can't love one. Can't love one and have any fun. Oh, darling, you can't
old
love
man,
one.
Old man, I want your daughter. Hey, de o de lum day. To bake me bread and tote me water. Hey, de o de lum day.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to what would have marked the 100th anniversary of the birth of Andy Griffith, one of the best American actors and also singers in all country music and country humor. With that, sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into the good old hills of Mount Airy, North Carolina, and also back in time to Mayberry, USA. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
For I love you, my darling. You are all the world to me. Oh, tell me, darling, that you love me.
Jesus walked that lonesome valley. He had to go. Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
The basic theme of our show was love.
By an actor who embodied America's small-town spirit.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. Today I am, as always, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios stationed in Cornwall, Ontario. Also being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the old limestone city of Kingston, Ontario. I'd also like to share that this weekend's program, we will be dedicated in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, as he was known to many, and also the many fans of a North Carolina town native of Mount Airy, North Carolina, and a beloved father figure to many of us who grew up watching television. That, of course, is the legendary Andy Griffith, who would have celebrated his 100th birthday tomorrow, the 1st of June. Born in Mount Airy, North Carolina, in 1926 on June 1st, he would go on to become one of the most beloved pioneers of Hollywood and also an actor, but also a great gospel singer and Hall of Fame pioneer as well of the Television Hall of Fame. Now, there is a place called Mount Airy, North Carolina, which I have been to many times over the years. I would also dedicate this out to all the listeners down south, especially to those in that little village of Mount Airy. With that mentioned, Andy was born Andy Samuel Griffith on June 1st, 1926, in the mountain village of Mount Airy, North Carolina. In that town, I mentioned Mount Airy, which today is very much fashioned to look a lot like a real-life Mayberry. Andy would also go on to great fame as an actor, but also a singer. However, he sadly passed away at the age of 86 on July 3rd, 2012. Today, it is my hope to take us back to a simpler era in country music, but also era in television, through what I can through this radio show, and relive the memories of Andy and the other cast of characters from Mayberry. With that mentioned, I would also like to open up today's tribute with a song by one of my favorite groups out of country music, David and Howard the Bellamy Brothers, and a song called I Wish Life Was Like the Andy Griffith Show. Then we'll follow with the sung version of the theme song, as sung by Andy Griffith himself, and was actually named The Fishing Hole. Now, friends, I'd also like to mention that The Andy Griffith Show aired 249 half-hour episodes and ran from October 3rd, 1960 to April 1st, 1968, spanning a total of 8 seasons with a total, yes, of 249 half-hour episodes. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and happy listening here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com.
That old evening news is sure depressing. This world is in a mess and it don't get better. Terrorism's in fashion and even love can kill you. Oh, but I have found a better place to go. We're all living in the shadow of the bomb. Tuned in to the lifestyles of the rich and greedy. Oh, but meanwhile, back in Mayberry, no one says the F word. Thank God for the reruns on the Andy Griffith Show. Angie's letting Otis out of jail. Gomer's helping Goober drive a nail. Oh, and Barney's looking for his bullet. You better watch out for your toes. I wish life was like the Andy Griffith Show. Now they're dealing in souls on the airwaves. All in false prophets trying to make a buck. But old Floyd the barber, he just goes on trimming hair. And we ain't heard the last of Ernest T. Bass, you know. On the Andy Griffith Show, eight beast cooking lamb and turnip greens. Now everyone dance while the darlings pick and sing. Yeah, and Opie's digging worms to go fishing, don't you know. I wish life was like the Andy Griffith Show. Thelma Lou told Juanita to call Helen Crump. Then round up Clara and Emmett and Howard Spray. There's a town meeting down at Andy's office. Barney's gonna try to take us all back in time. To the Andy Griffith Show. The biggest hassle there was making moonshine. They sat swinging on the porch with an easy mind. Oh, and maybe it was unreal, but when this whole world blows, I hope I end up on the Andy Griffith Show. I wish life was like the Andy Griffith Show.
I can't think of a heart in America that he hadn't touched. The one and only Mr. Andy Griffith.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. No need to call the road when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away. If we don't hook a perch or bass, we'll cool our toes in dewy grass, or else pull up a weed to chaw and maybe set and jaw. Hanging around, taking our
E, watching that hound a scratching at his fleet. Come on, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
Now, friends, following those opening songs, we're once again back here on Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC. With that mentioned, I would like to begin the show, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications. First for my beloved family and friends, but also first for Mama Dawn. It's going to be sung by another native of Mount Airy, North Carolina. In many ways, she would be the pride of Mount Airy, female pride of Mount Airy, that is. Miss Donna Fargo, a good friend of the program here for many years. And a song going out to Mama Dawn called Funny Face. We'll then follow with a song by another North Carolina native, none other than Earl Scruggs, teamed up with Lester Flatt. They'll be doing a song in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, and it'll be one of Dad's songs that he requested played at his funeral, and it was by Tom Wilson, but it's going to be the Wreck of the Old 97 as done by Flatt and Scruggs. Then we'll wrap up this collection of dedications with a song going out to my good friend, Willie Lapointe, who we affectionately call the Mayor of Verona, Ontario. For Willie, it'll be a gospel song by today's tribute artist, Andy Griffith, and Andy's version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
When the road I walk seems all uphill, and the colors in my rainbow turn blue, you kiss the tears away, you smile at me and say, funny face,
funny face,
I love you. Feelings as I sometimes do, and I say those mean things that we know are not true. You forgive my childish way, you hold me close and say, funny face,
funny face,
I love you.
Gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her into Spencer on time. Well, he turned around and said to his farmer, shovel in a little more coal, and when we cross this big wide mountain, we'll watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville and lined on a 3-mile grade. It's on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You see what a jump he made. They were going down grade, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in a wreck with his hand on the throttle, was scalded to death by the steam. And a telegram came to Washington City, and this is how it read. The brave engineer that run old 97 is lying in old Danville dead. Now all you ladies, me take warning from this time now and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He may leave you, never return.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to take our weekly trip into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Wayback. With that mentioned, I would like to once again remind y'all that we are going to pay tribute to the Ottawa Valley Pioneers, and also share that I have been remastering some of my vinyl record collection as of late. Records that have came from my good friend and radio uncle, Rach Piskey of Eganville, Ontario, some years ago. Anyways, I have really been enjoying remastering these as best I can, so let's send send out some songs to my Ottawa Valley listeners today, taking off the original record albums. First of all, it's going to be a song going out to Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky. For them today, it'll be a classic off an old Bob King album called Lonely City Park. We'll send this out to Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret. Then we'll follow a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario. Just a reminder that Vic Garbutt does his weekly show every Sunday, 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage. It's going to be an all-time classic by Orville Prophet, the Canadian Plowboy, as he was often referred to, and a song called Blue Side of the Town. And we'll also have a song following that going out to my good friend Barry Brown of the Family Brown fame. And Barry has a tribute concert coming up on June 7th at 2 o'clock at the Wilton Community Hall. With that mentioned, it's going to be a song going out to the Family Brown, but also especially to Barry Brown, doing that tribute concert to the memorial fundraiser for the Wilton Cemetery Board. And it's going to be an all-time classic by his late father and a much-beloved legend and pioneer of the Ottawa Valley, Papa Joe Brown. And a classic called Tag Along Joe. With that, I'd like to say good morning and good day to all the Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
City park I strolled, a lonely man was I. The memory of those angry words that made my sweetheart cry. And as I strolled around the park, I paused along the way. I chatted with an aging man who had these words to say. Sit down, my son, and rest a while, but soon you must be gone. For it's just a park for broken hearts who've lingered here too long. He said this life has offered you a tender love to share, the blessing of a tiny child, a love beyond compare. So go, my boy, and dry her tears, mend her aching heart. For if you don't, you spend your days here in this city park. Sit down, my son, and rest a while, but soon you must be gone. For it's just a park for broken hearts who've lingered here too long. Go, my son, and dry her tears, mend her aching heart. For if you don't, you'll spend your days here in this city park. Is the ringing of a bell. You may wonder why I am here, so blue and so forlorn. My darling left me yesterday. I wish I'd not been born. Every street has two sides. One is good and one is bad. Well, I've just lost the only love that I've ever had. I used to walk the sunny side as happy as can be. But now I'm walking down the blue side. Wondering what went wrong.
to her. Now suddenly she's gone. One day you think you've got the world in the big palm of your hand. She left this town with my best friend. It's more than I can stand. Every street has two sides. One is good and one is bad. Well, I've just lost the only love that I've ever had. I used to walk the sunny side as happy as can be. But now I'm walking down the blue side of the street. Yes, I'm walking down the blue side of the street.
In the fields we often played with the friends that you used to know. And I would always cry if you wouldn't let me go. Then your friends would laugh and say, "It's all right, he won't be in the way." Jeannie, that seems such a long, long time ago. Oh, Jeannie, what has happened since we lost Dad and Mom? You did your best to bring me up the way that they would have done. Oh, they would have been so proud of you and for all the things you've tried to do. I realize that your life was forfeited for mine. But I was young and selfish then and demanded all your time. At first your friends would come to call, and then there were no friends at all because of I grew up, I left you and thought I was really living. I got caught up with the wrong crowd and forgot the love you'd given. Now I have lots of time to think as I sit here myself. Oh, Jeannie, heaven waits for you. For me, I guess there's hell. If only I could tag along, I'd be a good little tag along Joe.
Village where I lived in has been renamed to our number two.
This is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Well, yes, friends, keeping with the tradition of our Way Back program, I would like to now share a very special interview that I got to do back in 2022. It was an interview with a living legend of Hollywood who is still alive and well to this day, a former member of the Andy Griffith Show, but also Gomer Pyle Show as well, and that is none other than Ronnie Schell. With that mentioned, Ronnie and I sat down during the pandemic era of 2022 one afternoon over the phone and shared some old memories of the good old days of his working with Andy Griffith and the others. With that mentioned, let's turn back the years to this 15-minute interview and relive some of the glory days of the Andy Griffith Show. We'll then follow with a song that the legendary Jim Nabors recorded as his character Gomer Pyle, and a song called Shazam. With that, let's turn back the years some 4 years ago to the height of the pandemic and relive this memories of the legendary Andy Griffith Show with none other than a former cast member of Andy's, Ronnie Schell.
How are you?
Very good. How are you doing in Hollywood there today?
Well, it's hot. I hate this hot weather, but it's hot. That's all I can say.
Yes, it's hot up here, too.
It doesn't get as hot up there as it does down here, though, does it?
Not at all, no.
I love Canada. I've worked there many times.
Have you? Yes.
Yeah.
So let's go back to your childhood. How did you grow up, and how did you know you wanted to become an actor?
I wanted to become a professional baseball player.
Yes.
But I was a great hitter and a great fielder, but I was slow of foot. And when you're a little guy, you should be speedy. I was not speedy, so I never really made serious attempts to play professional ball. But that's what I originally wanted to. I got into the comedy thing by accident. I just was always in school. I was sort of a show off and make people laugh, and that was comforting. So that's how I really started it. And when I went in, I joined the Air Force, and I was assigned to be the traveling comedian with the United States Air Force Dance Band, the Airmen of Note,
yeah,
out of Washington, D.C. And I would go into their intermission and do my act while they were retuning for their concerts. And I did that, and then when I got out of the Air Force, I went back and finished my college years, and then I started working as a nightclub comedian, and I ended up working off and on 50 years in Las Vegas.
Yes, you sure did, yes.
Yeah, I had a great time, but I was all over the place, and like I said, I worked up in Canada, at Toronto, and Massey Hall, and... And where all the places, London, Ontario.
Amazing.
And... I said Montreal, didn't I? Yeah.
Yes,
and
did.
So I've had a good run. Then I got into television sort of by accident. They were looking for someone to play Gomer's sidekick,
yes,
who represented the viewing audience. In other words, a fairly normal person who would look at the sergeant and Gomer, and the viewer would say, "Hey, these guys are a little nuts." And so they hired me to take that place, and I ended up playing Gomer's best friend, Duke.
Yes, exactly.
That's how it happened.
Now, way back in 1959, you also worked with Groucho Marx.
Yeah, that was a fluke, but it worked. I was working at a club called the Purple Onion in San Francisco.
Okay.
I was the opening act, and also on the bill was another newcomer, Phyllis Diller.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, and that was her debut. And then a trio called the Kingston Trio. They were very popular at the time. In fact, they were very popular in Canada, too. And I was touring with them, and I got the chance to try for this part of Duke on the Gomer Pyle Show. And so I immediately jumped and took the job. And...
Correct.
And then, during the off season, I work clubs.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So I kept pretty busy in those days.
And working with Groucho once again, what was he like?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
What was he like?
Well, I'd always heard that he was a little tough.
Yes.
But I found him great. He was. Okay. If you ever see that the episode, it was actually September 1959, and I hadn't even worked Vegas or anything. I was just working out of the San Francisco area, and he had me down there, and he was extremely nice to me. If you watch the tape, you'll see that he was very, very, very good to me.
Okay.
And so I always admired him. I thought he was great.
Okay, sure. Now, also, during your time on Gomer Pyle USMC, what was Jim Nabors like?
Well, I got to be totally honest with you. Mm. There are two people in my life that I knew who never, ever had an enemy. One was my wife, who's yes. still around here, and everyone loves her.
Uh-huh.
And Jim Nabors was the other one.
Okay,
but everybody,
sure.
and they all loved him.
And
he was like an older brother to me.
Was he? Yes.
Yeah, a couple of years older than me, and just a great guy. Had a great sense of humor, as you know.
Yes, exactly. And was he, when he talked to you, was he more of the operatic voice or the hillbilly type voice?
The hillbilly type voice.
Was he?
I'll tell
yes.
you what, when he sang and talked, his voice was more serious.
Was
it? Not
yeah.
that hillbilly twang. But when he played the character,
yes.
And was out in public, he talked like that, sort of like that.
Exactly.
And that came from his beginnings in Sylacauga, Alabama.
I see.
So yeah. He was a lovely, lovely guy.
And, of course, we lost him not that long ago.
Yeah, I think it's about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, he died a very, very rich man. That's, I'm happy to say. He,
is that right? Yes.
In Hawaii.
That's what I understand.
He
yes.
owned the largest macadamia farm in Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
At the time. Yeah, so when he passed away, he willed it to the state of Hawaii, and they made it, I guess they have by now, a public park.
Oh, amazing. Yes, okay.
Yeah. So that's the kind of guy he was. He was just a wonderful person.
Okay. Now, also, among your many credits, unfortunately, is that you are the last survivor from, like, the golden age of Hollywood.
I am the last survivor of the show Gomer Pyle.
Okay.
I'm the last survivor, and I did 3 guest shots of that, of the Andy Griffith Show. Everybody
yes.
else has passed.
Yes.
And you know, that's something you don't want to be known for, but still, I get called a lot to do, you know, talk about the show and the both shows. And so, yes, I am a sole survivor
okay.
right now, as
okay.
we speak.
Yes.
Of course, this is on tape. By the time you play this, I may be gone.
Well, I hope not.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, of course, I've been to many meet and greets. Have you ever done the Comic-Con
yes. sign? 3 times.
Have you, yes?
3 times. The one in L.A.
Okay.
Texas.
And what is that like?
It's great.
Is it?
Because
yeah.
what you're doing is you're selling pictures, you know, of from your show.
Exactly.
Shows that you do. I have pictures with everybody, Gilbert, Dent, everybody I've worked with, I have pictures of.
Okay.
So
sure.
I opened for Carol Burnett in her only Las Vegas appearance.
Is that right?
Which was the month at Caesar's Palace. So, and I had that, and who else? Well, everybody, the only person I'd ever met, and I didn't want to meet him,
mm-hmm.
Because he had a tough reputation, was Sinatra. I had a chance to meet him.
Oh, yeah.
At Sinatra, but I turned it down. I was too scared that I'd be disappointed, which I probably would have been, but
yeah.
I thought he was the best singer of all time.
Okay, sure. And he was in many ways.
Yeah, you got a Canadian there that's doing pretty well.
Yes, Michael Bublé.
What is
yes.
huh?
Michael
Michael Bublé. Very,
that's
very
right.
good.
Yes.
Probably yeah. the runner-up to
Sinatra.
Robert
today's
yeah.
Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, in closing today, What legend stands out most to you for working with?
Boy, that's a good one. You know, I always admired and enjoyed working with everybody, from Carol Burnett to Don Knotts to Andy Griffith to Jim Nabors. And if I had to pick out a favorite, I don't know which one I would pick out, because I enjoyed working with all of them. And I work with some biggies.
Yes,
right now I've been trying to think of the great actors. Well, like, I can't think of his name. He would play tough guys. But I worked with him, and that was a joy. So, I don't have a favorite. I enjoyed working with them all.
Okay.
There were only two people in all my show business career that I really did quite enjoy working with.
Yes.
And you're probably going to ask me who those people were.
Yes. Yes.
I don't mind telling, because I don't care.
Okay. Who would they be?
The late Helen Reddy.
Oh, yes.
The Australian singer. And she was a great singer. In fact, when I finished my engagement with her in Tahoe, I went out and bought her album, but she was not friendly at all to me.
No.
And that disappointed me, because I like to be friendly with her. The other one was who I worked with in Vegas. Was it Caesars? I don't know. It was Diana Ross.
Diana Ross, yes. I see.
Not Freddie.
I see.
But other than that, I got along with everybody and enjoyed working with everybody. And I've always kept my relations open, my relationships open with those people that I worked with.
Exactly, yes. Now, I must ask you one that you did work with on the Andy Griffith Show that I've been told different things about is Frances Bouvier, Aunt B.
Yeah. Well, Frances Bouvier and Andy did not get along.
Yes.
I think Frances was a good actress.
Yes.
And I think she felt she was above a sitcom.
Okay.
And so she sort of resented being, I think, third of the bill.
Yes, exactly.
And actually fourth of the bill, when you take Don Knotts and then Ronnie Howard.
Yes.
And and they never got along, Andy and Frances Bouvier. And after the show was over, they did have a get-together in North Carolina.
Yes.
Andy's home state, and they sort of made up. And believe it or not, don't ask me why, Frances Bouvier moved to North Carolina, and she died there.
Yes, okay, I've heard that too, yes.
Yeah, so they made up. I think she had 38 cats.
Is that right? Yes?
Yeah,
including Jake, eh?
But I got along with her. One of the episodes I did with the ending of the show was called The Posture Lady, in which she was trying to do a commercial.
Okay.
It was terrible. I was the director. And I got along with her fine. But there's certain people you don't want to mess with.
Exactly.
And I didn't want to mess with her, so I sort of kept my distance.
Kept your distance.
I kept my distance when I did Golden Girls. And the two I got to know real well, but the third, the big tall B. Arthur.
Yeah.
I was afraid of B. Arthur.
Were you? Yes. Yes.
So I stayed, because she had a reputation of being pretty tough.
Well, she came off on the video as that too, in many ways.
That was more or less her.
Yes.
And believe it or not, the episode ends up with me dating her.
Is that right? Yes. I see.
And all during the week, I said, no, I'm too young. I'm too young. And I'm too short. And
yes.
He gave me some lifts to wear, because she was real tall.
She was,
And so she actually dated me on the last scene of the Golden Girls. If you see it, you'll see it.
Okay, I'll look that one up, yes.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay, well, with that, I want to thank you for your conversation, and I hope to do this again soon sometime.
Hey, come on down to L.A. and give us a visit. Do you guys ever get down there?
Well, I've never been to California. I've been to over half the states, but never California.
Yeah. Well, I was born and raised in California.
Yes.
And it's not as wonderful as it was when I was a kid.
Yes.
Because it was smaller. Uh-huh. And I'm sure you've heard that.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful.
Is it?
It's a beautiful state.
Okay.
And as far as cabin's concerned, keep it small.
Exactly.
Don't let it get out of hand.
Yes, and that's what's happening a lot of times is everything's growing up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Me neither.
But anyway, I'll be gone in the next few years, so I don't care.
Yeah, I hear you. Anyway, thank you for everything, and God bless you.
My pleasure.
You have a good day.
We'll do it again sometime.
Sounds good. Yeah.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Went to see a gypsy woman late last night. Told her everything I do, it never works out right. I gave her all my money, nearly 40 11 cents. She said you need a magic word to give you confidence. Just say Shazam, zip zap, man, you gotta put a whammy on. You can move the world or walk into the Pentagon. No one's ever heard that special secret word. So if you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam.
Shazam. I went to see a banker with a white shirt on. I tried to get a loan, but my account was overdrawn. And since my credit rating don't exist, I asked him for the money with a brand new twist. I said, Shazam, zip zap, man, I went and put a whammy down. Banker changed his mind, said, how'd you like to buy the town? Made me a VP, people, can't you see? If you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam.
Shazam. Cutest little queen of the county fair. Had a pretty smile and long blonde hair. She had a lot of suitors like a flock of birds. But she chose me when she heard these words. I said, Shazam, zip zap, honey, won't you come and be my wife? You can clean house and cook for me all my life. Now I know and it really goes to show. If you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam.
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 Come in and hear my radio. Come to life with music from my favorite bluegrass show.
Now look at me, baby, I'm on the way, go.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell y'all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program following that interview from the archives of Ronnie Shell and myself with that mention. It is that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Collection of records I have in my collection today. As I relive the segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. With that, we must, however, open the vinyl vault door here this morning. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open. I'd like to turn back the years to the golden era of Canadian country music. With that mentioned, I've been hearing from a lot of my Western listeners that I haven't been playing enough of the Western themed or Western artist of Canada. With that mentioned, I have been also cleaning up a lot of the Canadian Pioneer records I've got here in my collection. With that mentioned, we have a song by the late great Lucille Starr and Bob Reagan, who for a number of years were known as the Canadian Sweethearts. Anyways, from an old album of theirs, it'll be a song called Rocky Mountain Special. I will send this out to the listeners out west in the great Alberta foothills all the way out to Vancouver Island. With that, welcome in, friends.
Rocky
Well, yes, friends, we have once again reached the end of the first hour here at Way Back with Johnny. And with that mention, I would like to send us into the second hour of our morning program this morning. We're sending out a song in loving memory of a late friend of mine who passed away 1 year ago this past Friday. None other than Ross Clough, gospel singer of the area here around the Lanark and Frontenac counties, and also native of Verona, Ontario. We sadly lost him a year ago Friday, the 29th of May. So memory of him, we'll pay tribute today with a classic of his called What Heaven Means to Me, which will be his own version of this song. Then we'll follow with the legendary man we are remembering today, none other than Sheriff Andy Taylor, but also known as Andy Griffith of Mount Airy, North Carolina. And he would have celebrated his centennial birthday tomorrow, Andy would have. In honor of him and his 100th birthday and our tribute to him today, it'll be an all-time classic called Church in the Wildwood. I hope to talk to y'all in the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, on ending day where night will never be. A city means to me. What joy it will be when we get over yonder and join the throng around the glassy sea.
clear ringing bell. It its tone so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the vale. Come to the church in the wildwood, oh, come to the church in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the wildwood, when day fades away into night, I would fain from this spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Come to the church in the wildwood, oh, come to the church in the vale.